From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count rose to 122, nine additional cases reported on Wednesday. It marks the largest single-day increase in cases since April 2nd, when nine cases were also reported. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich said, while the new cases appear to primarily reflect contacts with previously reported cases, the only way to prevent wider spread is to focus on prevention measures, adding that public health, the Emergency Operations Center, and community partners have done an excellent job of building up the county's response capacity. Frankovich reiterated that personal responsibility will determine the county's COVID-19 outcomes going forward. An arrest has been made now in connection to a bank robbery earlier this week in Eureka. Based on the investigation into the incident June 23rd on 5th Street, a 70-year-old Stephen David Long of Eureka identified as the suspect. Yesterday morning at about 9 a.m., detectives located Long at a hotel on the 200 block of 5th Street in Eureka. Long was taken into custody without further incident. Long was transported and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for robbery and a parole violation. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has positively identified human remains discovered on June 18th as those of 22-year-old Ajani Wilson of Victorville. Wilson was reported missing to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office on May 28th after falling into the ocean in the Elk Head area of Trinidad. Search teams were unable to locate Wilson during a two-day search and rescue operation in the area. Wilson's death has been ruled accidental, with the cause of death determined to be probable drowning with blunt force trauma due to a fall from height. Lost Coast Outpost reporting a 29-year-old Humboldt State University student was arrested earlier this month for two separate cases of sexual assault that occurred in Arcata within the last 4 months. Darius DeJean Upshaw of San Diego is being charged with two counts related to his actions involving victims who were too intoxicated to resist his advances. The report says on two separate occasions, Upshaw introduced himself as a Navy medic and offered to give drunk men safe rides home from a bar in Oceanside, California. Once in his car, they say he became sexually aggressive and in one case allegedly raped a Marine who was too drunk to fight back. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.